Now, the health hub that was announced with great fanfare by the state government, Premier Jacinta Allen yesterday, I think it is actually a second injecting centre in all but name. Now, the evidence is this. We talked about this a bit yesterday, but look, they are going to be giving out hydromorphone. That is a heroin substitute. It's like the old methadone. And guess what? One of the ways you can take it is by injecting. So in a sense, people will be in there, drug addicts will be in there, not taking necessarily heroin, but hydromorphone. And they'll be injecting it inside. Well, if that's not an injecting centre, I don't know what is. There'll be vending machines which will stock overdose reversal medication. There'll be nurses and doctors on hand. And what I think will end up happening is that people will continue to take drugs, like on Elizabeth Street and on Flinders Street. And if someone overdoses, well, they'll be taken directly into this so-called health hub. So really, it will end up being like the injecting facility in North Richmond, except that there will not be a specific room to sit in and inject heroin. So I think what the government has done here is politically clever. They've said, oh, no, there's no injecting facility. No, no, we've decided the community doesn't want that. But what they're going to put there will end up being an injecting centre. I think what will happen is the people will sit out the front, they'll take heroin. If someone gets into trouble with, you know, having a bad batch or they've had too much, they'll be immediately taken in for, you know, overdose rectification. That is what the injecting centre in Richmond does. It is the same. All right? So, and I feel sorry for people who, like, you know, own and run cafes and restaurants and things down to Grave Street, but I think this part of the city on Flinders Street near Elizabeth Street is going to end up becoming a no-go area. I think there'll be more drug users and drug addicts there. That means there'll be more dealers. The government will say till it's blue in the face, no, this is not an injecting centre, but that is what it will become. Of that, I have no doubt.